Live from WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Tens of thousands across the country rallied Saturday for the reunification of immigrant families separated at the U.S.-Mexico border. WGCU's Rachel Iacovone reports from one of the Southwest Florida marches this weekend.
This land was made for you and me. This land is yours.
Collier County, Florida, sticks out as a blood-red buoy in the otherwise purple sea of the swing state. But the conservative majority in the city of Naples also shares the county with majority-minority areas, like Golden Gate and the unincorporated farm worker town, Immokalee. News of immigration and customs enforcement arrests in both areas spread quickly across social media throughout the week, which is what inspired Golden Gate resident Josefina Almanza to rally.
On Monday morning, I saw a bunch of workers in the back of a truck. They were taken, and it was hard to see it, especially like having my dad be taken away from me when I was 8 years old.
Almanza is originally from the Dominican Republic, as are her parents. She says her father was detained for a month at a facility across the state in Homestead before being released. Now the 19-year-old stands atop the Collier County sign, beside friends like Aileen Salas, who are also affected by the Trump administration's immigration crackdown.
I'm 18, and to be living in this fear is a lot because I'm so young.
Salas is originally from Miami, where her Puerto Rican mom met her Peruvian dad. But she says she liked growing up in Naples since. It's been much calmer than the East Coast, until now.
My mom is in fear for my dad, and my dad doesn't show that he's scared. But I can tell that he's scared, and I'm scared for him. Like, I call him every single moment, saying, hey, where you at? Like, are you okay?
Salas says she spent a lot more time on social media recently, checking to see if anyone is posting about ICE in the area, so she can pass the warning on to her father. Salas and Almanza are flanked by more friends with personal ties to the movement. One has parents from Mexico, whose temporary work visas have run out and aren't being approved for renewal. And another has a Haitian mother who will soon lose her temporary protected status. These daughters of immigrants, armed with handmade protest signs, join hundreds of like-minded marchers on one of the busiest street corners in town, chanting, Un pueblo unido jamás será vencido. A people united will never be defeated. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, Naples.
Un pueblo unido jamás será.